Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hey, everybody. It's Allison Kaczkowski. Thanks for joining me again today for the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. This is our Tuesday flagship show. I'm always excited to be with you on Tuesday morning. And you know, we always try to bring in what we consider to be not just really good guests, but guests that are just really experts at what they do. Because we talk about all things health, fitness, mindset, travel, leisure, self-care, you name it. Anything's pretty much a fair game. But today, my guest is Dr. Daniel Suisa, who is a plastic surgeon. He is coming to us from Miami, and we are talking today about the subject of body contouring and liposuction. And what we're going to be doing is talking about kind of the relationship with, you know, obviously a little bit about the procedure, what makes it safe and effective. This is a subject that I think a lot of people have questions about. A lot of people maybe don't really understand what's involved and what is a safe way to go about doing it. So hopefully, if you're one of those people, this conversation will hopefully help answer those questions for you. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
Good to be here.
Yeah. So you and I were chatting before we hit record, and you've obviously like been in medicine for quite a while. You know, you've been in California, you're now based in Miami, and you're a plastic surgeon. So tell us a little bit about how you got into doing what you do.
Yeah, great question. Started young. I kind of knew I wanted to be a doctor young and helping, showing up with a Band-Aid here and there, everybody doing their share. And just one thing led to the next. I was very manual. So I started realizing maybe surgery. And then there's also an artistic side, and sounds very cliche, but it's the truth. And then I just naturally kind of gravitated towards plastic surgery. And then in plastic surgery, I was doing a lot of reconstruction work for breast cancer, for example, which I had a little thing for. A lot of very interesting surgeries to reconstruct breasts when they need to be removed for cancer.
Yep.
And that basically is as functional as it is. It is also aesthetic, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, women can live without their breasts, but that's a big ask. And so reconstructing it is a cosmetic procedure, but in the context of a medical issue. And that's when I started realizing, wait a second, aesthetics is not just aesthetics. It's also functional. And I think that kind of opened my mind, and I fell in love with aesthetic surgery. And then I fell in love with shaping the body. And then I realized, you know what, this needs to be done the best, and it needs to be done the safest. And that was the obsession. That was just kind of what drove me for years. How do I make it better? So inventing technologies, developing new techniques. We have multiple patents, reinventing all of the equipment from A to Z to do this procedure specifically, becoming hyper-focused.
Yeah.
So only awake liposuction and fat transfers in women, hyper focused, because the more you do something over and over and over again, might sound boring, but let me tell you, that's when you realize all the nuances and you get better and better at it.
Well, then you obviously become an expert in doing what you do, because this is your specialty.
That's it.
So you're not just a jack of all trades as far as plastic surgery goes. You're like, no, this is my lane and I'm staying in it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Made the most sense. It's what I love. It's what I believed was a really great bang for your buck, big result, looks amazing, super safe, super natural. And then it just became like a, you know, an obsession of making it better and better and better. And that's kind of how I got here in a nutshell.
Let's start with just a really general question. Tell us exactly what liposuction is. I mean, I think a lot of people think when they hear that, they think something drastic. They think people getting like a lot of their fat sucked out for whatever reason. I realize there's lots of different procedures around that. I've actually worked with clients in the past who've had that done back when I worked in fitness full time. So tell us a little bit just from a general perspective of what it is and what's involved.
Liposuction has existed for a while. I mean, they were experimenting with it in the 60s. It was not safe, but I mean, still, you know, it's great that people thought of kind of expanding what plastic surgeons do. Originally, it was done for different medical conditions, and that's where it started. And it just got better and better. 70s, 80s, we started getting better at it again. And it's really just a natural evolution. But I think what's changed and how we look at it different is that most people think, and a lot of plastic surgeons still practice in this way, especially if they don't only do this, is that, okay, what am I removing?
Yeah.
Whereas the real way to look at it, in my opinion, is what am I leaving? Yeah. What am I leaving behind? I think that's the most important thing. Liposuction is about, with as little trauma as possible, in the safest way possible, giving the smoothest, most natural proportions possible, leave the fat in the right places, and sometimes even add fat in the places where they're missing, rather than just looking at this like, where can I suck fat out, right? Yeah.
Which, I have to be honest, I think for a long time, and this maybe it's just my ignorance speaking, but for a long time as a fitness professional, I didn't have a very positive opinion of liposuction, right? Because my training was in, you know, obviously behavior modification and how is your lifestyle going to be a factor and all of that. And having worked with several clients who had this done, I can sort of see like why for some people it's a necessary step. But I know for a lot of years, I believed that this was like an elective thing. Like you can either choose to do this or you can choose to like handle whatever problem you have with lifestyle.
Yeah, that's a great thought. I'm gonna share two little stories, which I think could bring some light to this topic. One of them is when I was still a resident and we were using fat transfers for breast reconstruction. So women who had had an implant, but it wasn't working out because of the radiation. And that's a whole field, very complex, getting implants in when there's radiation, tissue gets hard. Same thing with radiation in different areas, like for example, the neck, right? Yeah. If you have a cancer there and you get radiation, the skin gets very tight and it contracts. And what we were realizing, this is like 20 years ago, is you inject some fat into there and the fat has stem cells and the fat has hormones and growth factors and all kinds of different stuff. And it actually softens, it heals that radiated skin that is otherwise like cardboard and becomes hard like leather. So there's like this magical process happening of rejuvenation. So that was the first thing. And when we were doing that, I remember I'd be a young resident, and it was really just functional. We weren't thinking about it cosmetically. I mean, yes, we were reconstructing the breast, but in terms of where we were getting the fat and how we were taking it, most surgeons were just grabbing it from anywhere there was fat, and often leaving areas that were like not smooth or not proportionate, or we weren't doing it on both sides equally. And I get it that the goal was this, you know, hardened, indurated area of skin that was contracting and that had radiation. That was the ultimate goal. But I started thinking, well, shouldn't we be doing this smoother? Should we be just taking a little extra 10, 15 minutes? Yeah. And that's when it started dawning on me that it's all one thing. The second story that I wanted to share, which I think touches on what you're talking about, is a patient that I had many years ago. And I love this story because she really changed how I look at things.
Yeah.
You know, even as a surgeon who had been practicing for a long time, this lady walks into my office and a very nice lady, very fit, obviously worked out a lot, exercise, you know, diet, eating right, super healthy. And she was telling me all this. And the truth is, most people from the outside would look and be like, what is she complaining about, right?
Yeah,
what is she even doing here?
A lot of people.
And that's it, right?
Yeah.
And this lady, I'm telling you, there's nothing more she could do, right? She was on it. She was like training at a very high level. And she shows me and she has this pocket of fat here. And it wasn't huge, but she had a pocket of fat, the lower abdomen.
It was enough that it was a problem for her.
For her.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, who am I to tell her, well, look, you look good. You know, you're training and all that. I'm like, what this lady was explaining to me is that the effort that she was putting in terms of self-care and fitness and health and taking care of herself and her body, and not just physically for health and cardio, but also for her appearance, she wanted to look good, was not matching the effort. And that day really changed how I see things, because what I realized is people want to take care of themselves and they wanted to reflect how they see themselves in the mirror. They wanted to reflect how they feel in their clothes. And sometimes that doesn't match. And when you start digging in, what you realize is that you can, you know, fat is not just stored calories. People assume that that's what it is.
Yeah.
The other thing that people assume and still think today is that, well, if I do abs, I'm going to burn the fat in my stomach.
Well, I used to hear that all the time.
But that's not true, right?
Too much crunches, and
I'll just do this and I'll burn this fat. But that's not how it works. You can starve yourself, And two things are going to happen. One, you're going to lose some fat, but you're also going to lose some muscle mass. And you're not going to feel great. And then you're going to binge. And so so many things go bad. And then you'll lose fat in your face and look older and you don't look good and you don't look healthy. And then the first thing that happens is you realize, well, I can't tell my body where to burn fat.
Yeah.
The body decides.
Not selective. Yeah, you can't spot reduce, right?
Exactly. You cannot spot reduce. Yeah. And then when you do get to that point, if you start looking at the science, what the science says is that fat is not just storage of calories. Fat is an organ. It's an organ. It's an endocrine organ that responds to hormones. And there are little receptors on it. And depending on your hormones, your body will say that fat is going nowhere. And it's different in different people. And so some people will have a stubborn area around their thighs, and some people have a stubborn area in their lower abdomen. Some it's in the lower back and the flanks. And it is just real. Some women have it here in their neck. They're like, I've lost everything. My skin, my fat, my face is super thin, but I can't lose this. And so everybody has those areas. That's it. They have those areas that the body has decided through endocrine receptors on those fat cells, that is your survival fat. And even if you starve me, it's going to stay. Yeah. And so when you start looking at it that way, you're like, look, this is a self-care procedure. Yeah. It's not about removing fat. It's about leaving the right amount of fat that fits your level of fitness, of effort, of vision of what your body should feel and look like.
Yeah. Well, and I can also see, to your point with the story, that especially for this patient, that this was something she did not feel confident and happy with how her body was responding to what she was doing. So she had taken it upon herself to try to attack it from a lifestyle perspective first. But at the end of the day, that wasn't just quite sufficient for her, right? Which is when she came to see you and she was able to, you know, achieve the goal that she wanted.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
It changed. It just changed how I see things. And now I explain it different. I think about it differently. I teach it differently. When I teach surgeons, quality control, everything is about, is this what it's supposed to look like? Did you leave enough fat in the right areas?
Yeah.
Not how much did you
remove. I think at the end of the day, I think for people listening, I think what I'm taking away from this context here is that there's always more to the story than what we think. You know, and I think we're very quick to like judge and have our own assumptions. I know I've been guilty of this, even though what I did for a living, it was like, you tend to think that this is the best way to handle it, right? But that's not always the case with everybody. It's why I always talk about self-care on this show being an individual journey, being an individual choice. And what you're basically saying is this is how you approach each case in your practice too.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, start by listening, try to understand their natural anatomy, their natural biology, How is their bone structure made? How does their skin react to weight gain and weight loss? How is their fat distributed? What have they tried? How low has their weight gone? How high has it gone? Just try to really understand the body as a whole, as an organism, not just as a piece of clay that you're trying to mold.
Yeah. So I'm curious. I want to continue on this trend for a minute about, I'm thinking of people like the patient that you referenced and others who maybe are fitness minded or who are active or in a workout routine. What are some of thoughts that you might have for people listening about how to either A, integrate, a procedure like this into a routine? And then where do you go after that? Like, how do you continue? I guess is the question I'm trying to, I know it's going to depend on the person and the case, but I'm just wondering if you can like shed some light on that.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's a great question. It brings a lot of different topics together. I mean, one, just in general in life, my philosophy is that it's better to approach an issue or a problem, something you're trying to solve, with multiple different ideas and sometimes even multiple different solutions that are each going to contribute a little bit to it, right? Yeah. Like, for example, there's some illnesses that we treat with multiple different approaches, right? Something might be a little surgery, a little medication, So trying to do everything with one kind of solution is not always the best way. The body responds very well to multiple things. If you're eating right and you're exercising and you're sleeping enough and you're keeping your stress down and you're meditating and you're doing yoga to stay flexible and you're working on your mobility and you're doing social group sports, right? Which bring a whole other aspect to fitness and to the health of the mind. And you start looking at things in a holistic way. Well, then I do believe that body contouring, even though it's kind of been vilified, it's one or the other. It's exercise. Oh, you're doing that because you're lazy. No, right. I really don't. I think that's an old way of looking at it.
I do too. I agree.
And I think it's if it's done the way we do it, which is awake, safe, minimally invasive, less trauma, quick recovery, you can quickly get back into your routine. What we've seen is that people actually get healthier after.
Yeah.
It's a springboard.
Yeah.
It's a motivator. It's, oh my God, finally, I want to keep it. I want to work even harder.
Yeah.
It's a motivator when you see success, wherever it comes from.
Like helping them continue like in that direction. So let me ask you one more question then.
Of course.
When you see people, have you seen people who are maybe taking GLPs and then they want to approach this as something that would help, complement the results that they're getting from that? I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, listen, GLPs are, I remember when they started becoming a big thing a year and a half ago, it started like all the stars are doing, everybody's kind of like getting super skinny and everybody's telling, I'm getting phone calls like, oh, your business. And I'm like, no, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because here's what happens. It's the same thing as starving yourself. That's what GLPs do.
Yeah.
And I am totally for them and people who need them 100% because before we were dependent on these crazy surgeries where you're stapling the stomach and I mean, there's risks and people would die sometimes and it's not a joke.
Yeah.
So to have a medication that has some side effects, it's not perfect. There are risks like any medication, but if you're reducing your risk of, cardiac arrest, heart attacks, strokes, and a metabolic disease and severe diabetes and all these things by getting this under control, I mean, obesity is a big problem today. It's very hard. We live stressful, sedentary lifestyles.
They're overweight.
It's a problem.
Over 50% of people are obese when you look at the numbers.
Yeah. And it's very difficult. People struggle with it. It's very, very tough. And this is another tool in people that we say, look, you're a bit too heavy for lipo right now. We want to help. We want to give you that shape. Now we have something before we'd be like, look, go try. Here's a diet plan. Try to exercise.
Right.
Now we can say, go take some GLP-1s, right? Do it under doctor supervision. Make sure it's safe. And when you get down around this weight, you'll be eligible to get that kind of shape that you want. But we're not just going to take your money, the little bit of fat out and not be able to achieve what you want. Because remember, it's about what you leave, not what you take out. And if there's too much, you can't really leave what you want to leave, right?
Yeah.
You're kind of limited.
Yeah, I really appreciate you saying that because I do feel like for a long time, there were people that wanted to do lipo or take a GLP because they saw it as a quick fix.
Yeah.
And it's like they didn't want to think about, well, maybe, and that's probably sounds harsh, but it's just the truth. Maybe they didn't want to think about or dwell on what got them to where they are. They just wanted.
Yep.
And I just think that that is a problem with the public today. I think the public has a mentality that they want a quick fix.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing that also people don't realize is, you know this, you see it in your industry is it's difficult once you've got to a certain weight. It's tough. It's tough to get moving, to get exercising, to change your habits. Your joints hurt, your knees hurt, your back. It's much tougher. So to have something like GLP-1s that can bring you down, and then maybe a little something like what we do that give you a boost, that make you feel good, you look good in your clothes. And then that's where people are really going to want to jump in and be like, okay, I need to eat right. I need to exercise. I need, you know, we were talking about functional fitness.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
So you only realize that when you get a little older, but you know, when you're 20, you're like, I want to get jacked, or I want to get ripped, or I want to,
whatever, right?
No crime there. No crime there wanting to look good in a bathing suit.
100%.
But functional medicine, holistic, functional exercising, right? Functional wellness.
Yeah, the goal is to be able to maintain for a long term. Just like when I was teaching fitness full time, the goal was always to move and move well for a lifetime and to stay injury free.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I think I see it all more like in a holistic way today. And I see there's a trend towards a more natural look. So people are starting to return towards natural. There's a more holistic approach, not an anti-medicine approach, but even in medicine, you're seeing the younger generations are now being trained to integrate holistic medicine, to not just be like, well, that's not accepted in our literature. So there's a trend towards this open-mindedness of seeing the human body in a more holistic way, but a more open-minded approach.
Yeah,
and I think all of these things fit together. And what really matters ultimately is the end result, is somebody who feels great, who is healthy, and who looks at themselves in the mirror and it matches their level, how they feel like, hey, I run up the stairs, I do this, I do that. My body now matches that and I feel good. And the fact is where it should be. And I feel confident, and confidence is mental health, and all of these things fit together.
And the goal is to get you feeling good so that you will move well and make sure you prioritize yourself and all of that.
Exactly.
That should always be the goal of any self-care plan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So last question before we wrap up. I'm thinking about the person listening who maybe is thinking about this, but maybe they're still feeling like there's just way too much information out there. I'm wondering if you could just offer some questions, maybe some tips, maybe some ways for people to start thinking about this, if they're actually thinking they may want to pursue something like this. What would you say to that?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think people have to find balance.
Yeah.
I think it's all about balance, and that might sound a bit common. You hear that very often, but I think here we're talking about balance between the mind and the body and the level of health. And just find something that feels right. And often people, there's something off, something is bothering them, something doesn't feel right. Maybe they feel a little guilty about not eating right, or they missed something or exercising. But the truth is, we're imperfect. We're humans. We're not robots. And and I think that's the beauty of the human species, is our imperfections. And it's what makes us unique. And it's what makes us creative. And it's what makes us evolve. And it's what makes the incredible world that we've created. Again, it's imperfect, but it's incredible how much we've evolved as a species. I mean, you compare us to anything else that is known in the universe, nothing even comes close. So I think we have to celebrate those imperfections, like the Japanese who celebrate imperfection through an art called kintsugi. People have maybe seen or heard about this, or maybe not, but if I describe it, they'll know what it is the broken vase or the broken bowl that is reconstructed with gold. And so you can see the cracks that used to exist. And so it's rebuilt, but we don't try to hide the imperfection. We celebrate it. And I think that that the way to look at this is as a whole, the way to look at this is in a holistic way. And it's, what do I need to feel great? And maybe that includes a little bit more exercise, or maybe that includes, you know, better sleep, or maybe it does include a little procedure that we consider self-care, which is going to help you know, your body match how you feel and whatever it is, right? A little more meditation, a little bit, you know, maybe there's a couple supplements that you take that work for you, or now there's like people are taking peptides, which is very, very new. And, you know, I can't recommend them officially because, you know, the whole FDA thing and all that, but people tell me and I'm like, look, if you feel good and it works for you, you're not feeling side effects. So it's really about finding that balance and doing it in a way where ultimately the patient feels good, the person feels good, and they look at themselves in the mirror and they're happy and whatever it takes to get there. And if that includes me or you or not, that's fun.
That's okay. You know? Right.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that. So what's the, how's the best way that people can connect with you if they would like to learn more?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we have a website, which is sculptbody.com. That's sculptbody. Sculpt, S-Q-U-L-P-T, body.com. So it's sculpt, but with a Q.
Okay.
And same thing for our Instagram and TikTok. And Instagram is a lot of content on there, patient testimonials and live procedures that you can see where people are being filmed and they're just kind of there awake, talking, laughing. So it's pretty cool to see that somebody can be that comfortable and have such a great experience awake and be in control, not be like, hey, what happened while I was asleep in a very safe environment with professionals. Yeah. And that our Instagram is Sculpt, S-Q-U-L-P-T. That's a great place to start. There's a lot of information there and I think it's well kind of illustrated. And then you can DM us, send messages, call, whatever. We're always here to answer questions. We love educating people about what we do.
Fabulous. Thanks so much for making time to share what you do with us. It's a really good conversation.
Thank you, Allison. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So all of you out there listening, if this is something you're considering, if maybe hopefully you learned something from this conversation today in terms of the safety and efficacy of it and whether or not this is actually a fit for you, or if you just simply are curious and would like to learn more, you can find Dr. Suisse's links in the show notes. You can find his Instagram handle and his website. And like I said, it sounds like there's lots of free content to check out first, and that's probably always a good place to start. And on that note, if what we talked about today was helpful for you and helped answer some questions, maybe put your mind at ease, and you know somebody in your world who you think could benefit from this conversation, please feel free to copy the link and send it to them, the link to this episode, as a free gift from me. Or you can come over to my site and connect with me there, www.theallisonk.com. That's Allison with one L. And just hit the connect button, and we will be happy to do it for you if you just tell us where you would like it to go. And I really appreciate all of you listening and following and supporting us. We're very grateful for each and every one of you. You guys are the reasons why I show up every week and try to bring you what I think is helpful and relevant information, but also hopefully to help inspire you a little bit further along your self-care journey as well. This is Allison Kaczkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You're one step closer to living your ultimate life, so make it a good one.